first public hearing is conditional use number 1964, Salman P. Chowdhury. Is that correct, Mr. Lang? How do we say that?
That's as well as I can do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
We will be corrected.
Okay, hopefully. Trading as Master Tires.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 37,500 square feet more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 113, 300 feet north of North Bedford Street extended, and being more specifically identified as tax map ID District 135, map 14, parcel 65. Gentlemen, this application was filed on April 22nd, 2013, and included a copy of the survey, which I've just passed down for your review. This site was originally used as a service station prior to zoning jurisdiction. On November 9th of 1971, the Sussex County Levy Court approved conditional use number 26 for Hester L. Monroe to erect in addition to that existing service station. And now the applicant is requesting permission to sell used cars on the site. In additional information, the property owner had been previously cited several times for this activity. The owner had attempted to apply for annexation into the town of Georgetown, but later withdrew his annexation proposal, and that this applicant is actually a tenant trying to bring the site into compliance with the authorization from the owner. Delta provided comments on February 19, 2013, referencing that the department has no contention to the referenced application and permitting use of the existing entrance without modification for the existing tire business and used car sales. County Engineering provided comments on June 26, 2013, in reference that the site is located in North Coastal Planning Area. Use of an on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. The proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service. The parcel joins the town of Georgetown, and the parcel is in Georgetown's growth and annexation area, and that the applicant should contact the town of Georgetown regarding any questions relating to central sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required due to that the county has no provision for future. We did receive a letter in support from Richard E. Snyder, referencing the character and professionalism of the tenant. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, come on up, if you would, please.
Well, the applicant's walking up. Lawrence, looking at the map, did we approve or the commission approve a car sales place across the street?
There's a rezoning across the street,
okay,
that was for Georgetown Auto Sales.
I saw him here.
And it's a house in a six-car garage.
Okay.
And I think the six-car garage actually went to the Board of Adjustment also.
That was a commercial rezoning, I believe.
Yeah, it was a rezoning.
But that was the, is it actually being used now for car sales? I can't remember.
No.
It's not. Well, I said no too, but for one time in the years of since that rezoning, I went by the other night and there was probably 20 cars sitting back by the garage. But I don't know if they were repaving a parking lot at the other site or not.
I think that's just where they store them.
I think they might just store them there.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And your name is?
My name is Salman Chowdhury.
Chowdhury.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. You heard what our director had read into the record on behalf of your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
Not really, sir. Basically, all I need just bring my property in compliance right now. That's all I'm requesting.
All right. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Lank, is there currently approval for tire sales now at that property, or is that something that we didn't have to address?
Well, it was something that they did have the service station.
Right.
They did sell tires, I'm assuming, because it's typical service station activity back then. And it seems like that's all they do. I don't know if they do any repair work or service station type work or not.
Can you share with us what kind of work takes place on your property now?
Right now, sir, only the tires. Only we're doing tires. There's no repair or anything.
Tire changing and that's tire it. Sales?
Yes.
And what's going to happen with your pile of tires that are now to the side of your building?
Actually, sir, right now I'm in a process to remove it. Last week we removed about two loads of trailers, and fire marshal, they are aware of that. They came to us, and they're satisfied. I think it was the officer McGee was there, and, you know, and then, you know, he came back again, and we're working on it, sir. Every day, you know, every week we're removing, because we have to take it to Baltimore. So there's no facility around there in our area. So basically, we have to take it up there. There are some companies, you know, they actually shred the tires. So
is it just the state fire marshal you have to deal with used tires, or do you also have to deal with DENREC or any other agencies, mm-hmm. you know, related to? Because I know that used tires like that are a wonderful breeding ground for mosquitoes and
yes, sir.
And other pests.
Actually, sir, you know, that's why, you know, some of my tires are good. It's not like, you know, all are bad tires. In the past, what happened, sir, you know, a lot of people, they've been dumping tires on my site, you know, and actually that's what I reported to the police a lot of times, you know, that, you know, because it's kind of outside a little bit of the town. And nighttime, you know, people, they started doing that. So we actually use a company, it's called Manuel Tires in Baltimore. They're the one who picks up our tires. And I guess, you know, I don't have any other problem with nobody. And we use that mosquito spray, you know, once in a while. You know, we always do that in a season.
Did the fire marshal state how many tires you're permitted to keep on your property at one time?
Not really. So he didn't tell me. He just mentioned us that, you know, with the property, it's got to be 25 feet away from the property, you know, the building.
Tires must be.
Yeah, so we did it. So he's, you know, yesterday he was there, actually, and, you know, he said that's good.
And is there any intention to fence in that area and pending the removal of those tires?
Sir, I am removing all the tires because it cost a lot of money to remove it, actually. And I have to remove the tires, which previously, you know, was there too, some of the tires. So I have to now eat up all that. So I'm working on it, sir.
Okay. So your intention is to continue with the tire business, and you just want to add auto sales to that?
Auto sales, sir, honestly, it's not a really a big auto place going to be. It's just the 3 or 4 cars, you know, but I want it to be in a legal way. You know, I don't want to sell something there if I don't have the approval. So I wanted to, you know, keep the property basically in compliance so I can sell the cars and tires, you know, properly.
Do you also have your auto dealership license?
I can't get them until, you know, I have the zoning, you know. I applied it, and only the DMV, only they're just waiting on that. They said, you know, everything is approved, the DelDOT and everything, there's no objection, just, the county zoning. That's what they're waiting on.
Just to add to that, you requested approval from our office for the DMV to grant zoning reference that the use is permitted, which we couldn't provide. So he has to go through the process to allow it to be permitted.
Now, as you may have heard with the previous long motion that I made about a conditional use, the commission has the ability to place a number of conditions on a property that's seeking conditional use. And part of that could, in fact, if I'm correct, Council, we've in the past put a limit on how many cars could be. I know we've put a limit on how many cars could be on a property while they were being serviced, but I think in the past there were also conditions on other conditional uses on the number of cars that could be on the property for sale.
It's been a while since we've done, but I recall that too. That's my recollection.
So with that in mind, are you seeking to sell 3 or 4 cars at a time, or are you looking to sell more?
Sir, not more than 10 cars, because right now I got 3 or 4 cars. Basically, my main intention is to tires, and, you know, might as well just get a little bit more money with selling cars, because I have a, you know, excellent location right on a highway. You know, it's just like, you know, it's not going to be like a big dealership there now, just less than 10 cars, maybe 5.
Be careful with the numbers you're talking about.
Less than 10 cars. So 10 would be the, you know, top number.
So you would like, you're seeking approval for 10 cars to be sold for sale at any given time?
Yeah.
Okay. Because also another part of the conditions that typically you would have to comply with is coming back to us with a site plan that shows where the cars are going to be located, you know, where your equipment, you know, for your tire business is going to be located and that sort of thing. So bear in mind your property has to be able to accommodate, you know, those numbers if that's what you're seeking.
I think, sir, I already submitted a page along with the application.
Probably, yeah.
Not the survey, sir. It was actually done by the architect. He actually drew up some lines where we can park the car, but I guess, you know.
Anything we have in the file is a survey prepared by Adams and Kemp for Triangle Oil Company years ago.
I can, sir, provide that if you guys want it, you know.
You eventually will have to.
Yeah, eventually you would have to provide that. You know,
that's fine, sir. No problem.
Okay. And typically, you know, one of the conditions given the property, it would be one sign to be located on the property, not multiple signs.
Honestly, sir, you know, I don't have any sign on a highway, basically. You know, it was a gas station on the canopy. That's all I have a sign there.
And despite what this survey shows here, your intention is not to have to be selling gas?
No, sir. No.
Okay. Have those tanks been removed?
Yes, sir.
So that's all the work required by DelDon has been
done?
Been
it's done. Already done. Yes, sir.
I have no further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Yes. Thank you. And I understand you're applying, you're not the owner of the property, but you're applying as the tenant.
Yes, sir.
And I applaud you for trying to bring this thing to compliance that way. I visited the site, been by there many times, and I'm trying to recall, is the name of your business, is it up on the roof of the building or on sort of like the
master
roofing
tires.
Facade?
Master Tires. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Would that be considered signage?
Well, that's what Shane and I were just talking about that. I mean, some of that, keep in mind, is, you know, the pre-existing use too, you know. So we're sort of talking a little bit of a mixed bag here, what was there before what was permitted as a service station and everything else versus what they're looking to do for the used car sales. So I don't know how Lawrence would treat that if that there's been a sign there since 1971.
But we don't know what sign.
Yeah, right.
That master tire sign has been there since what? What year?
So I guess 7, 8 years, 7, 6, 7, something like that. So, you know, it's been a while.
When did you move on to the site?
So actually, I used to have the station up in Georgetown, and then, you know, I moved the business there in 2006, mid of 2006. Like, I acquired that property, and that time, you know.
Where you are now?
Yes.
That sign's been there for quite a while.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Don't go away. Don't go away.
I've got more people up here.
Yeah. Got a few more left. Okay, Mr. Ross?
What's the length of your lease?
So the lease is going to be expired next year by January 2014.
And does it automatically renew or you have to?
I do have an option in it, but the thing is that it might get sold, but whoever comes back, he's got to get me a time, you know, in order to do that.
The Langford signs, Lawrence, what's the zoning on Langford signs next door?
I don't have a tax map. Here we go, tax map. The next door property
is Mr. Charlie Biddle's.
Is several parcels there that's, can't really tell what this map, let's see what color are we. There's some commercial zoning, there's also some town, I think the church is actually in town, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Biddle.
I'd have to look at the color map, I can't do this one.
But the used car across the street is commercial, right?
It was rezoned to commercial.
Yeah.
What's
state of Delaware land? What's that? Or is that still state of Delaware?
That's State Police Credit Union.
That's in town.
That's in town.
Credit Union's in town. The town zone stops there. Across the road is commercial zoning where the
Carver.
TR1 zoning, where the Georgetown Auto facility building is with a six-car garage. The radio station is commercial, C1. Where you see Mission Road, Charity Lane, everything south of that's in town.
We just seen that this is, you know, one of those situations in the location and proximity of the town that a commercial zoning would solve a lot of issues there, and no matter what happens to your lease or the future tenants, and we don't have to keep getting conditional uses in.
I agree. The option was offered to the owner to go for rezoning or go for annexation of the city of Georgetown. He took the city of Georgetown method and then withdrew it after some substantial amount of time. And the applicant here tonight was also suggested that he could either apply for commercial zoning or conditional use. And since he's only a tenant, he chose to go conditional.
Yeah, because, sir, you know, owner, it's all my own expenses, you know, so I don't want to put my effort and work into for, you know, I don't know if he's going to let me stay after, you know, my lease expire or not, you know, which he's going to do that eventually, but still, you know.
Okay. Well, it's something you may want to be thinking about if you get a longer-term lease to think about coming in and asking for a commercial zoning, because given the location of the property, it seems appropriate. That's all my questions.
All right, then. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
None for me either. Thanks.
I have a question for
council. Okay, follow-up. Okay, go ahead.
Can a tenant apply to have property rezoned?
I think that's the same as we have that with contract purchasers asking for things to be done. I don't have a problem with that. And from what Lawrence said, the owner consented to the rezoning. I think you made that remark in your earlier statements.
That's right.
Yeah.
So do we have that in writing, or was that a verbal?
It was by Drew Cox.
Actually, sir, in my lease, it's written.
07 Georgetown LLC.
He gave me the authorization, Mr. Cox, to get the zoning on my own, and it's written in the lease.
Because the reason why I bring up the question is, as a tenant, changing the zone on someone else's property could have an impact on their ability to either develop it or sell it or even get financing for it. So, because we run into problems with people who obtain conditional use and then they can't get refinancing for it. Because the banks, you know, want it to be zoned commercial.
He'd be happy to get that zoning because right now, you know, basically, you know, he can rent it, you know, illegally if we.
But he wouldn't apply this time for the zone.
Right.
So Mr. Chaudhry chose to apply for the condition use to bring itself into compliance.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1964 of Salmon P. Chaudhry trading as Master Tires? Anyone here wish to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1964? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.